the next edition of The Signal Check, presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter. That's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Baxter. It's good to be back.
Good to be with you, Eric. It's been far too long, and we obviously want to apologize for our delay, but we've had good reason for the delay, Eric. You were out of town at a conference. We've had tower work left
and right.
There's
been a lot going on.
It has been. It's not to say that doing this podcast is not important, but there were bigger things than doing the podcast these last, almost 3 weeks that we've been going.
Yeah, it has been 3 weeks now. That's since we've done the last one. So that's
too
long. That's a long time.
It is.
And we definitely have a lot to talk about today.
We absolutely do. Before we dive into it, a reminder, the show is available for you on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor.fm, or wherever you get your podcasts. More information about Door County Broadband is available on our website, DoorCountyBroadband.com, and our office phone number for any questions, concerns, comments, just want to say hi, is 920-868-9100. All right, Eric, let's dive into the tower work, because there's been a lot that's been going on. There's been a lot of different things as far as location. We had talked before we went on our little mini hiatus there, as it were, Kewaunee County was getting a big facelift. Let's talk about that first.
Yes, there is a ton of stuff going on in Kewaunee County right now. I can't remember where we left off on our discussion, but we were doing the RCF upgrade, which was finished, and that's where we brought the fiber in to Luxembourg. So there is a tremendous amount of capacity out in Luxembourg now. I believe, what did you just post? I mean, we did.
We've had some big data moving down in that area. So the post that you're referring to that came out on our Facebook page said that after our upgrades in Luxembourg last week, we've seen data usage top over 100 megabytes of usage. Prior to the upgrades, we had a max of only 40 megabytes of data was able to move across the network.
Right. Yeah. So,
it's a pretty big jump.
It's a huge jump.
It's more than double.
People are using that internet now. I mean, it's there. It starts right there in Luxembourg now. If you're feeding off the Luxembourg tower, it's starting right there. So you guys have the best of everything. So I think we might have touched on that on the last podcast that we were in. So I just wanted to rebring that up, that that was the big one in Luxembourg, was that RCF fiber feed that we finally got finished. I'm happy to have it done. We've been wanting to get that done for a long time, and it's done. So we've got some tremendous speeds out there. So moving on with Kewaunee County, we also did the PHR upgrade, which was the last big upgrade that we did before I took off to Cincinnati. That would be, for the people in Kewaunee County, that is the Finnedale silo. So most people in Kewaunee County, they know the Finnedale.
Like, Finnedale,
they don't know what PHR means, but Finnedale, you say Finnedale, yeah, they know that's them. So
exactly.
That one got finished. I mean, we are seeing much, much better signal strengths on the customers that are connected to them. We went through and we swapped all the people on legacy hardware. Most people are just upgradable up to diamond, most of them, if not platinum or gold plus. I mean, a lot of these people were dealing with the Wiz bronze speeds or Wiz gold speeds, which was 4. And
if you were lucky,
lucky. So these people are just seeing a tremendous amount of data. A buddy of mine just texted me this morning. He's on the PHR silo, a buddy of mine, Kevin. He actually used to work for WizTech many years ago. And he said he was pretty skeptical. I said that wrong. Skeptical.
You said it right. Pretty
said it fast. He was a little leery about the whole upgrade. He wasn't so sure that things were going to improve.
Right.
He wasn't holding his breath. But he sent me a text this morning. Oh, I don't have that phone with me. I have my work phone. He sent me a text this morning that everything is just working fantastic, and he is incredibly happy
about
it.
That's incredible news.
Yes, it is. I mean, it feels great hearing that from him, because he's not going to lie to me. You know, I've known this guy.
It's good to have those kind of friends.
Yeah, I've known this guy for a long time, and he's not going to lie to me. And he's telling me that his service is working great. His son is, gaming on his PS4, and he's happy with it. You know, I ran into another guy at the grocery store in Luxembourg, and he's like, Eric, it's just working amazing. It's never been like this. So, I mean, there's so many people that are happy in Kewaunee County right now. So, yeah, that PHR, the Finnedale silo, that had a lot of customers. I want to say close to 40 or something that. It was one of the bigger ones. So that one, we have to do one more climb on it to finish a small piece on the tower. just have to tune in an antenna, nothing serious. Nobody's going to lose their internet over it. Just some minor things that we got to do yet on that silo. So, yeah, that was the last big upgrade that we did before we went to Cincinnati. And then, what else we got going on in Q1? Kind of the Grant Tower.
I was just about to say the big news.
Yes.
Tell me about the Grant Tower.
Oh, it is a beauty. It is a beauty. So as everybody knows, Kewaunee County got a grant for $40,000 to put towards a broadband tower, mm-hmm. which DCB is facilitating. We've been looking around and searching for a piece of property that would work adequately for us, and we found it. Mm. It is at the top of Dewey Hill, and if you're in Kewaunee County, you know where Dewey Hill is. It is the tallest piece of property in the entire county.
Ah.
And we happen to have a customer that's on top of Dewey Hill that is, she's been a WizTech customer of mine for many years, and she was more than happy to sign that contract and say, yes, you can use my property. So we are super excited about that. That was signed last week after I came back from Cincinnati that
Fantastic.
Friday. We came back on Thursday that mm-hmm. Friday. I was back out on the road doing work again, got that contract signed. And now Kevin has taken that to the Kewaunee County Administrator, Scott Felt, to move forward with some other stuff. So we are in the process of getting that tower up and going. Mm. I have to contact. I mean, right now they still have snow on the ground in that particular area because it's in a wooded area. So, but it is a beautiful spot. I mean, it's got a driveway all the way already in there. I mean, we can back up a truck right up in there.
That's amazing.
Just a great spot. And it is so high. We're going to be able to hit so many people from this tower and not just hit just the customers, but this tower we can use as a backbone.
It's really vital for that.
Yeah. It's one of its main purposes is going to be a backbone. Because it's on the highest piece of property in Kewaunee County, we can pretty much hit anything with a point-to-point or a backhaul to other towers.
When you say backbone, for those that don't know what that means, what does that mean as far as network stability? What does that mean?
So all of our towers are fed wirelessly from each other, except for the ones that have a direct fiber feed, such as WBDK that has a direct fiber feed, KMT has a direct fiber feed. Mm-hmm. Right out here, the office, this one has a direct fiber feed. All the other towers, if they don't have a direct fiber feed, they are fed wirelessly. Mm. So that's how our infrastructure is built. So we kind of daisy chain all these towers together. And to do that, these towers have to have a line of sight to each other or
Absolutely.
It will not work.
Mm-hmm.
So this tower in Kewaunee County, being on that it's on top of the biggest hill in the entire county, it can pretty much feed any of our towers that we need to. We might have to get bigger antennas to do it.
Sure.
But theoretically, any tower that's above the tree line will have a line of sight to this tower.
How tall are we talking for this tower?
This one, it's only going to be 120 feet.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be that tall because there's nothing tall around it.
True. Nothing
is obstructing it. It's on the tallest piece of property. So we don't have to go that tall. We only have to go 120 feet, which is going to really reduce the amount of capital we have to spend on it. Because originally in the Kewaunee County grant plan, it was for 190-foot towers anywhere in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this is so high kind of negates that. We don't need to go 190 feet. There's no purpose to doing it. We're not going to gain anything by going that high. So it's very exciting. This Grant Tower is very, very exciting.
And I think that's ultimately the big thing, because Kewaunee County is an area that we have really, obviously with the purchase of WizTech last summer, was a big thing that we wanted to expand into. We said, hey, we're buying this for a reason, because we want to make internet in Kewaunee County better. That was the plan from day one.
Correct.
This Grant Tower obviously has been very, you know, he's going to be very influential. You know, our friend Ryan Hoffman's been very influential with trying to move things along, as well as Scott Felt, as you mentioned, his conversation. So it's good to see, because I think Kewaunee County almost does feel like the awkward stepchild to Door County at times. Like, well, they get all the pretty and fancy things. When do we get to? But now Kewaunee County is kind of like, Kewaunee County's almost hit puberty, and it's like, hey, we're growing up now, Door County.
Yes.
What are you going to do about it? So I think this is really cool to see, because it's going to help push Kewaunee County forward, because it's not just farm country in Kewaunee County. There's a lot of good things that are happening business-wise.
There is.
Students, a lot of different things. So this is a huge opportunity for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for Kewaunee County. And I know my current customers down there, our current customers down there are pretty happy about it. So.
Tell me about what's going on in Door County, because you were on a tower yesterday.
And yes.
You were on a tower the day before that, too, weren't
I've
you?
Been
you
were, climbing a lot of towers lately.
Getting your upper body looks pretty strong there right now, Eric. You've been doing a lot of up and down. But you were in Egg Harbor recently. What
Correct.
Were you doing in that area?
So we just finished. That would have been, I got my days all mixed up. Today's Friday, Thursday we did CRV. So Wednesday.
Anybody know what day it is? I don't.
Been
I can't
so
help
busy,
you. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what day it is. So Wednesday, yeah, we went out. It was a smaller upgrade, but it tied into the Carlsville upgrade, essentially at HSB Horseshoe Bay, or mm-hmm. Tower Horseshoe Bay. We increased the capacity into the tower. We replaced the back hall. And we also installed two directional access points up there, where previously it had one Omni up there that fed everybody,
sure.
which spreads the signal out in a 360-degree direction, which works.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is you got one radio feeding all of these people, so
sure.
the capacity isn't there, and people can't get those higher speeds that they're looking for. So what we did is we put some directional antennas up there. So now there's multiple radios feeding the same amount of people. But now these radios are working a little bit less. They don't
Absolutely.
Have to work so hard to keep up with all these people connecting to it. So we've got, and there's an MDU. I know there's an MDU in there
yep.
that we were targeting. We wanted to get that MDU some higher speed so that those people, when they come back in the summertime, they have access to higher speed internet. So that was a good one. It was a little bit, you know, that was a small tower. It really only took us a couple hours to mm-hmm. do that. But it was important. It was important to those people. So now those, when they come back, like I said, they'll have access to higher speeds. But that tied into the climb that we did yesterday, which was the Carlsville, because HSB, the Horseshoe Bay, is fed from Carlsville.
Sure.
And that's why we did it in that order. We wanted to do Horseshoe Bay, get that climb done,
mm-hmm.
get that antenna up there that points back to Carlsville.
We're Makes sense.
Upgrading the link between the two. Once we got that up and going, then we, you know, moved around to Carlsville yesterday, where Paul and I spent the day on top of the tower, removing a lot of really, really old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put up the new EPMP 2000 access points up there. So there's a full cluster of sectors up there. We're looking at customers that had been interested in the past in getting upgraded service or faster speeds. And we've been saying, no, you can't do it. We don't have the capacity there. And Carlsville's
yep.
just been a pain for us. As far as I know, Carlsville has always been a pain. I mean,
yes.
I heard that that was always a topic. What do we do about Carlsville? What do we do about
mm-hmm.
Carlsville? Well, we took care of Carlsville. And yesterday and today, I even participated yesterday in doing some swap outs at people's houses,
yes.
taking legacy equipment down. Chris did some yesterday.
Paul did more today.
Paul's doing some today. Chris is doing some more today. Getting these people off this legacy hardware that does not give them access to the higher speeds. So
mm-hmm.
now we're seeing customers going from the silver package, and I just heard a couple today that are signing up for the diamond package.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is huge. I mean, it's huge. These people have been waiting, and now they have it. So it's really, really exciting. And this also ropes into that we've discussed it a few weeks ago with the FCC rules.
Yep.
Carlsville is one of the towers that had a lot of those antennas that in a couple of years we legally cannot use.
Correct. Yep.
Not because we're doing anything wrong. It's just because that's our government. They changed the rules and we have to adapt to it. So, and this was the tower with the most amount of those users on it with that equipment. So it feels really good to get a huge chunk of those people out of the way within FCC guidelines following into 2020. Yeah, all around great stuff going on in Door County and Kewaunee County.
And I think ultimately that's what we want to continue to drive home to our customers, is that we are doing our very best to make sure that you have the best reliable internet signal that you can. We
Absolutely.
Understand you've got a lot of options in this area as far as what you can get for internet, but we want to be the number one choice that you can always think about and recommend to your friends as well. Because you get, number one, you get that $50 referral credit,
yep,
which is helpful.
That's a biggie.
But at the same time, you're getting a company that's local. There's nobody else that services this area that has an office here in Door County.
That's correct. I mean, everybody else is somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is somebody in Green Bay, I think, or like the Fox Valley, maybe. But outside of that, really, there's nobody that's local to this area. There's people that aren't going to, their kids aren't going to school in this area. They're not shopping at their grocery store, running into customers.
Right. And yes, exactly.
It doesn't happen in this area. You're just seeing people that are, you know, outsourced by a larger corporation. It's not the same. It's not the same.
We're the little guy, but we're the little guy and we care.
We're making a big noise, though.
Exactly. Yeah, people are hearing about us.
Exactly right. Did you know that Door County Broadband is on social media? You can follow us on Instagram and you can like us on Facebook. Stay up to date with the latest news, funny videos, and everything else that we have that comes out on our social media channels to give you a behind-the-scenes look and helpful ideas and tips about what's taking place here at Door County Broadband. Speaking of the little guy, next week, officially, on Monday, we will be celebrating 5 years of Door County Broadband. It was April 1st, 2014. Kevin and
That's
Pam
amazing.
Bought what was, I believe, it was Door County Online or Door County. It was a lot of different weird
I'm a little
names.
Confused on
I don't know if anybody knows what it was
There's
called.
There's New Wisp and Door County Online. I don't
Door
know
County
the difference.
Computer, I don't know. But anyway, DCB became official 5 years ago on April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke as much as some people might joke about it. But we hope to have either Kevin and or Pam on the show next week to just kind of take us through
that would
the journey.
Be great.
Of the 5 years, but there will be a nice video coming out on Monday from Kevin and Pam also as far as just a thank you and just kind of walking through where we've come from and where we're going as well. So be sure to look for that on our social media pages. Quick reminder for you on this break. If you have never visited our website, go over to DoorCountyBroadband.com. You can find great information about all the plans and services and speeds that we offer, along with really helpful informational videos of what services DCB can provide for you at your home. Fill out a service inquiry so we can find out if we can provide service or not at your location. Go on vacation hold. And so much more. That's DoorCountyBroadband.com for all you need to know about your locally owned and operated fixed wireless broadband service provider. Last but not least, of course, is our poll question back from March 14th. Sorry, it's been a couple weeks, but I wanted to bring it up because I thought it was very relevant to what we needed to talk about. We asked the question, we said, would you rather have no internet connection or no cell phone service? 54 people voted. 61% said they would prefer no cell service. Interesting.
I agree.
I think so.
I agree because with the, I mean, if I have the internet, I could still make phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I can Skype people. I can still get messages out there somehow.
That's
I
true.
Can still communicate one way or the other. Yeah. I mean, fortunately we don't have to make that decision, but, I would want to stay with the internet.
That's true. And Dan commented on Facebook. He said, I choose no internet. If I have cell phone service, then I also have internet as well as my phone.
Not really. It doesn't work that way, Dan.
I know. I don't know. Nah, not your Christina, but another one said, I choose no cell phone service. I live in the mountains about 15 to 20 minutes from town. She's obviously not local. And we've never been able to have cell phone service here or cable. The internet and TV are by satellite. It's not as convenient, but we found ways to work around it over the years. Internet access lets us still message or video chat on occasion, and a landline means we can more easily unplug from having cell phones constantly by our sides.
Nice.
Very, very well thought of. I would agree with the no cell service also because, yeah, with no internet, there's so much that you can do, and I get it. If you're lucky enough to be in an area like a Milwaukee or a Chicago and you essentially don't need the internet and you can run on the now even 5G that's
right.
going on, sure, blazing fast, you're good. But as with many, you usually hit a data cap after your unlimited data after so long and you get scaled down and it's essentially useless.
Yeah, it's not really unlimited.
It isn't.
I mean, it's unlimited, but
it's unlimited
it's
until
not.
It's not.
Exactly.
So keep that in the back of your mind, but we appreciate people that voted and commented on our poll question for this week. But yeah, no cell service winning 61% over no internet. And I would agree with that.
I agree with that. Absolutely. I couldn't live without the internet. I mean, my job depends upon the internet.
Kinda,
there's no internet. What am I going to do with my time?
buy more stuff on Amazon. No, you can't even buy
more
stuff.
I won't have money.
Go fishing. Just live off the land.
Ice fishing is over now.
Live off the land. I don't know. I'm trying to give you help right here. I don't know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I don't know. All right, we are going to get out of here. It's been a fun week catching up, learning about all the new things that have been taking place. Eric, final thoughts from you, sir, before we go.
No, just sorry that it took so long. We had a lot going on.
Yes.
There's a lot of upgrades going on. I mentioned, I was in Cincinnati learning about new stuff. So we've got some new exciting things coming down
the
pipe.
Very true.
New routers, new all kinds of things.
New routers, he says.
Yes.
Passing by. Just like, oh, a new router.
New routers.
Oh,
yes.
Customer server side.
It's in beta. It's in beta. It'll cover your homes better. But yeah, there's a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe here for you guys. We're always working on it, you know, and we're excited. We're excited about the opportunities that we have coming into 2019, and we're grateful to have you guys as customers. So thank you very much, and thank you for being patient, waiting for 3 weeks for this show to come out.
Absolutely. A big thanks to all of you that continue to subscribe and listen to the show and just interact with us on social media. Feel free to reach out to us on any of your favorite personal platforms for social media, or give us a call in our office, 920-868-9100. For Eric, I'm Baxter. Thanks for listening to this edition of The Signal Check. We will see you next week.